Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
sweet memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, again, as we open your word, we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us, and give us the guidance, Father, that we need, and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this, your word, so that we, Father, can move closer with the Lord Jesus Christ and walk stronger in your word, Father, so that we can walk in righteousness, making heaven our home. Now, Father, be with us. You have to study, and I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This evening, we're going to be in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy. It's not a long chapter. It's only 17 verses. A lot of them are not too awful long, but we'll see what the good Lord's got for us. Verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. 2. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unholy. 3. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. 6. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 8, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. 9, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. 10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. 11, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We have now read to the end of chapter 3. We're going to back up, start taking a look at it to see what all God has for us. So now as we back up here, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward now so that the words are not mine, they're His. Now, here in this first verse, it says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. We're going to be going on through 2, 3, and 4. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitor, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You know, he started this out in the last days, here in verse 1, begin with the birth of Christ and will come to its end when Christ returned to the earth to set up his kingdom. And the prediction of perilous times indicate that apostasy will characterize the final days of the church age. We know that the Lord is coming back for his church before he comes back to set up his millennial kingdom, which will be for 1,000 years here on this earth. And when he comes for the church, out, that closes the church age. Now, then there's that time of tribulation in between. And we know there is controversy about that time, because a lot believe that during the time of tribulation, there's going to be still a lot of mankind being saved. That's not so. We found that out really when we read through Revelation. What that is, there will be some saved, yes. There'll be 144,000 that will be saved during the time of tribulation. But it will be of the Jewish people, because they will be 12,000 from each one of the tribes, which there are 12 tribes. That makes 144,000. The Word of God tells us all of this, but yet mankind wants to make controversy out of a lot of things and a lot of different things, because he doesn't have the understanding and the right interpretation of the Word of Almighty God, because he doesn't have the Holy Spirit with him. You see, it takes everything that God has told us about in the salvation for you and I to be able to receive what we need in order to have our understanding enlightened with and about the Word of Almighty God, to help us to make it through and to be able to walk on that straight and narrow pathway of righteousness to heaven as our home. Now, he told us there in verse 2 that men shall be lovers of their own selves. We see this around us all the time. In fact, we see that more than anything else, really, when we really stop and look and think. Their covetousness, they covet things that they don't have, that someone else has, that looks better than what they've got. And they begin wanting it until it becomes strong within them, and they go to covet that. Now, boasters, they are those that will boast about what they do, what they are, what they can do. And they turn their back on the Lord our God. You see, pride will go along with these boasters, because they wouldn't be doing all this boasting if they were not proud of themselves and have that pride. Blasphemers. They are blaspheming the things of God, the Word of God, God Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, and pray for all mankind, that they do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You see, that is the only sin that you cannot be forgiven for, is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. God's Word tells you and I, we can curse the Father and be forgiven. We can curse the Son and be forgiven. But to blaspheme the Holy Spirit is unforgivable. So we need to really be watchful and thankful. Now here in verse 3, without natural affection, they don't have that natural affection one for the other. They're truce breakers. They will be false accusers, and especially against those that belong to God, just as they did with the Lord Jesus. Remember all of the things they accused him of, that he hadn't done. And they brought him in as witnesses against him. Now, fierce despisers of those that are good. You see, those that are the children of God is exactly who they will stand against. Now, three. No, four. I'm sorry. They're traitors. They're standing against the Lord God and His Word. They're traitors. Heady. High-minded. Everything is within them and themselves. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. If you really want to see and understand, you can get out here on a Sunday when most churches do have a meeting. Even those that will only meet once a week, they usually meet on Sunday morning. But you will find them out, mankind, instead of being in service, in church, in service, he's out playing golf and anything else he can find to do in the world that he calls pleasure. Bible tells us, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. They've got a form of godliness, but they're not his. They even deny his power. And we see a lot of that in our modern day churches. That's why we don't see his power in the churches at work. Now, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive, silly, women laden, the sins laid away with divers lusts. Seven. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, there where Paul is talking about the form of godliness is mere religion without power or spiritual life. And Paul commands Timothy to turn away from these false teachers who prey upon, as he put it, silly women laden with sins, who are especially susceptible teachers. And they are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, that condemns not intense study, but some quest for truth apart from God's word. They will teach some things that sounds as it would be true because of what they have made it into. He went on here, says Jannes and Jambres, according to Jewish tradition, were the two magicians. In other words, they messed with witchcraft and everything else. They were in Pharaoh's court who attempted to duplicate Moses' miracles. And we know they did. When God had him throw his staff down and it turned into a serpent, they did the same thing. But the difference was that the one Moses had 8/3, letting them know that God is the one that is all powerful. The things which thou hast learned were his oral instructions in the Holy Scripture, the Old Testament here, by his mother, Eunice, and grandmother, Lois. Now we're talking about Timothy here, because that was his mother and grandmother. And they were ladies of God. You know, he's talking about God breathed, describes the unique character of Scripture. It is not only written by men, but authorized by God for doctrine. Means to tell one what to believe. And for reproof means to tell one what is wrong. And for correction means to tell one how to correct the wrong that they do. And for instruction in righteousness means to tell one how to live perfect, proficient, capable, is having everything needed to do what God wants. You see, we can have everything that God wants us to do. We can have what is needed for us to complete that work. He talks about thoroughly furnished, means thoroughly equipped. God-inspired word properly used in the flesh, provides all we need for life and ministry. It's all there. Now, you see, these are things you and I need to be thinking about and looking within ourselves to find out how much of the things that we are told we need that we don't have. And we need to be looking for that and to be bringing them and that into our lives so that we can be the kind of example that the children of God should be. Just as Paul was doing. You see, Paul wasn't just teaching. He was also living example of his teaching. And that's what we need to be doing today. Now, here in 10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. See, Paul is telling Timothy, you know all about me. And you know these things that are about me. 11. He goes on telling that he even knows the persecutions, the afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. He's reminding Timothy, you know all about these. You know what I went through, and you know that the Lord brought me out of all of it. He seen me through it. That's what we need to be, and the way we need to be living today. We know things are going to come against. But we also know that if we are the children of Almighty God, we're not alone. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father is there with us. And they will see us through it. They give us the strength to go, and they will bring us through it. And bring everything to an end. Now, 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That right there is telling you and me. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall, there ain't no mights, no maybes, shall suffer persecution. You can't get it any plainer than that. But you see, we already know that you don't have to. You're not suffering them alone because the Lord our God is there with us. 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You see, because they are listening to the voice of Satan and his demonic forces. and being deceived, and they are deceiving others. Now, and a lot of that is going on in a lot of our churches today, and that is a shame to say, but it is true. Now, that's why we need to keep our churches in our prayers, that those that are teaching things that are contrary to the Lord our God will repent and get back in to His Word rightly. 14. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Know who you're following. And know whether they are of God or not. And the words they are using, is it really the word of Almighty God? That's why I have everyone that wants to come or to call in even and join us to have their Bibles with them so they can follow us as we go through and as we have our study. Now, 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Paul's telling Timothy, he says, from a child you have known the holy scriptures, because his grandmother and his mother had taught him. They were godly women, and they had really taught him as he grew. And then he came into his real being and his calling under Paul's ministry. And that's why Paul calls him his son, because he's not his biological son. He is his spiritual son. Now, 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You see, he's telling them there, and telling you and I, that it's all been given under the inspiration of God. You know, and he used God's breath to describe the unique character of Scripture. It is not only written by men, but authorized by God, and it was authorized to be used for doctrine, which means to tell one what to believe, and it goes on with reproof, means to tell one what is wrong, and it's for correction, means to tell one how to correct wrong. You see, for instruction in righteousness means to tell one how to live perfect. Oh, ain't no one perfect. Well, that's not what the Word of God is telling you. But it means actually that you're living proficient and capable and doing the right things and is having everything needed to do what God wants. You have been thoroughly furnished, which means you have been thoroughly equipped to do what God, His far word, has told you to do. And it will provide everything that we need for our life and ministry, if you are in the ministry. Now, 16 here says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We've read that. 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see, He's not telling you and I here that you can work your way to heaven. That you go out here and you do all these good works so you can go to heaven. No. You see, that's wrong. You can't work your way there and you can't buy your way there. But we work and we give because we are the children of God. We have been forgiven. Christ paid the price for you and I, and He has forgiven our sins, and we have become that child of the living God. And that's why we do the work. Because when we became His child, He had a work for each and every one of us and had it lined out. He knows exactly what He wants of you, and He knows how and what you need in order to get it done. We have come now and finished the third chapter of 2 Timothy. You know, we've only got one more to go. We'll be finishing that, God willing, in the morning. Then we'll be getting into another short book. Very short letter, actually. But you'll be going in to Titus, and Titus itself, I think is three chapters. And they're not very long. Through these studies, you have gained some knowledge that you didn't have, and that you have begun to walk stronger than you had been walking, and that you will continue to join in to the study and continue to grow until you become what God wants you to be. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close Your word, I thank You, Father, for Your word. Thank You for the Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. And Father, for each and every one that is part of this ministry, or that listens to it and studies with us, I pray, Father, for Kenny Powers, for Dennis Lee, for James Taylor, for Amy, her husband Tom, her son Jacob, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, Father, for my wife, myself. I pray for Courtney and Shane, this young couple that stands in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for Sue and Dave Branson, Father, both in need of receiving that healing power. And Father Debbie, that has this terrible, terrible skin disease, Father, shingles, that even has them in her eyes. Father, I do pray for healing for all that are standing in need of healing, that they will reach out and lay claim to that healing power that has been given to them. And believe it and call it done. Because your word told us that by his stripes we are healed. You spoke it. If they will believe it, it will be done. Now, Father, we pray for Israel and Jerusalem to have peace, but even more than that, that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, this land of ours, I'm praying for those that are sitting in our high places in leadership that have brought so much evil upon this land and the people of this land. I pray, Father, that they will be removed from office and replaced with those that are yours, that loves you and loves the Lord Jesus, loves your church, and loves your people, and loves this country. And will work with us to bring this land to repentance, put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, be with all of us through this night. May we rest in peace, but wake in the morning, Father, in health, in safety. We come together once again in the study of your word. This is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day and a good night. And I pray you'll be with me in the morning. Bye-bye now.